Monday, July 26th, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Roll call, please.
Janet Gill.
Here.
Scott Love.
Yes.
Robert Gacy.
Here.
Larry Albanicious.
Here.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
All right. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Our first item on the agenda today is public comment, and at this point, the Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda, and we do have the discretion to limit that time. Anybody here for public opinion? An item not on the agenda. Okay, we'll move forward then into item number 2, which is our consent agenda. Any individual item may be removed by a commissioner for special discussion or consideration. Otherwise, these items will be approved as with a single vote by the Board of Commissioners. Item A is previous meeting minutes from July 12th. Payroll claims for the period July 11th through the 24th, which I just reviewed, and those were in order, just a few minor addition things, but they were in order. Approval of accounts payable claims, those appear to be in order as well. Approval of official reports from the clerk, register of deeds, the clerk of district court, they were in order. Also, the sheriff and jail quarterly reports were reviewed for the quarter April to June and appeared to be in order. And then approval of the chair to sign a grant award and special conditions for the law enforcement e-citation equipment grant, which was funded in the amount of $5,353.26 from the Crime Commission to the Dakota County Sheriff's Office. So those are our consent agenda items.
So moved on the consent agendas A through F.
I'll second.
Okay, Scott and Bob. Any discussion or questions about those items? If not, we'll roll call on that.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. Okay, we're down to new business and resolutions, which is item number 3 on the agenda. And this is our public hearing to give citizens an opportunity to offer their support, opposition, or neutral comments regarding the abandonment of a road that's described as starting at the north end of Lynch Avenue, going south approximately 1,000 feet between parcels 22005942 and parcel 22005713, which is the Davidson, at section 26, township 29N, range 7E in Dakota County, Nebraska. This is out by Jackson, Nebraska. West of town, a little stretch of road So are there any citizens here to give their support for the abandonment of this section of Lynch Avenue today? Open the public hearing, and it is 3:03. Do I need to read that again?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, anybody here in support of the abandonment of Lynch Avenue, the description I just read? How about anybody here in opposition of the abandonment of Lynch Avenue near Jackson, 1,000 feet? No objections. Any neutral comments on the impact of potential impact of the abandonment of that road near Jackson, Nebraska? Do I need to hold this hearing open for so many minutes? No? Okay. It's 3:04. At this time, I will call the public hearing to a close, and we'll go back to our regular meeting. There will be There will be a resolution, probably at our next meeting or soon thereafter, to officially vacate and abandon Lynch Avenue. The description that I just read, vacation or abandon it. So that will be at the next, probably the next board meeting, Joan?
Yes.
With no comments on the public from that. And the public has already been notified, the adjacent property owners have been notified.
By mail.
Okay, so everybody that's in that area will know already. Okay. Is that it for item A?
It is.
Okay, we'll move on to item B, and it looks like Austin, you're B and C. This is first, Austin Partridge from First National Capital Markets regarding a couple of resolutions in regards to our highway allocation bonds. If you can kind of give us a synopsis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Austin?
Well, hi, everyone.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us out to be with you. We really don't anticipate taking too much of your time, but thought it might be helpful just to give you a quick 20-second introduction of who we are, what we do, and then we'd be happy to get into as much or as little as you would like on the bond refunding. If that sounds right with everyone, we'll try to be respectful of your time. You know, we got other items on the agenda. So I'm originally from Grand Island. Prior to joining First National, I was a bank examiner with the FDIC. So traveled a lot around Nebraska examining local community banks. And I think through that experience, I was able to see really the impact that a lot of those local banks had on the community. And so joined First National's public finance team. Really for an opportunity to, you know, continue working with those communities, still doing a lot of those same things that I was at the FDIC, but certainly in a different capacity now. So our public finance team works with counties and other local governments throughout Nebraska to underwrite bonds. And so really we've been seeing a really interesting bond market this past year and a half in terms of just the historically low interest rate environment that we're in. So a lot of these refinancing opportunities to, you know, refinance existing bonds that you have outstanding at lower interest rates have come up quite a bit for a lot of local governments. So that's exactly what we're looking at here, is refinancing the county's 2016 highway allocation bonds. And so I think everyone had a chance to review or look at some of that information at the last board meeting on that refunding. So we have those projection sheets again. I don't know if you'd like us to hand those out again, or if everyone has seen those for the most part. So
if you have them, please. I didn't bring my packet from last week.
Yeah, so we actually updated these projection sheets. Just pass those around. So
updated, it got cheaper then, probably, right?
Yeah. So the good part, you know, the timing is really good in our case. We're seeing interest rates in the bond market go down a little bit. Again, a variety of different things go into that. We're seeing a little bit of scare in the bond market with this new Delta variant and COVID, and that's really one of the main reasons why, you know, we're seeing such low interest rates this past year and a half was because of COVID. And so it looks like we might be able to take advantage of that and lower that interest rate down just a little bit. So just high level, so when you look at this projection sheet, just to kind of walk you through, so you'll see the top left hand box of that refunding summary. You'll see the prior average coupon. That's your interest rate that you're currently paying on those bonds right now. So at 2.2%, which is, historically speaking, really good. but rates right now in the bond market are right at around 55 basis points or 0.55%. So they're extremely low. And so refinancing that bond would save about $14,700. For the county. Again, that bond matures in 2026, so it's kind of the last opportunity to, you know, squeeze some savings out of that and obtain those savings as much as you can. So that's really it. A bond refunding is fairly straightforward. There's no change in terms or anything like that. The process is fairly straightforward. We'll be with you, you know, walking you through all the paperwork and everything like that. So what you have in front of you today is a resolution to call those old bonds, and then a resolution to issue the refunding bonds. So that's I'll maybe pause there, and if there's any questions or if there's anything that we can just talk through in more detail, we'd be more than happy to do that as well.
So where do you get the to see that we have an opportunity to save money? Where do you get that from? Is that from our EMMA filings, or where is
that? So good question. All bond information throughout the country is publicly available. Mm-hmm. So anybody that wants to go on and see, you know, what bonds are outstanding can go and do that. We try to do a really good job of, you know, staying on top of those refunding opportunities for, you know, our partners that we work with and partners that we think we could, you know, we think we could work with and serve. So we saw an opportunity with the low interest rate environment to take a look at that. So yeah, it's those EMMA filings that we can see, and that gives us all the information to kind of load it into our bond software and run those numbers for.
Yeah, and so everybody has that information or can pull those off that?
Yep, anybody any can. Yep, you'll just go onto the EMMA website, the EMMA.MSRB website.
Okay.
Yeah.
One question I have is relates to that we'll be you're looking at redeeming as part of this package $445,000.
Yes.
In pledged bonds, but then the aggregate principal purchase not to exceed 475. Wouldn't it be equal or lower?
Yeah. So bond council does build in a little bit. So it's a parameters resolution. So the county cannot exceed that amount. Typically, there's a little bit of cushion built in just in case there's any type of rounding. In our case, there's not. There's only, you know, there's just a little bit of, you know, there's $2,700 in rounding, which will come back to the county at the end. So bonds are issued in $5,000 denominations or $5,000 chunks. That's how we'll actually sell the bonds. So there's always a little bit of rounding through a refunding transaction. So there's always a little bit of cushion that's built in. Now, you know, the size of that cushion, we can certainly, if everyone's not comfortable with that large of a cushion, we can cross that out and get, you know, pretty aggressive with right on or maybe $5,000 over. But you won't actually, you know, the par that you'll actually refund or issue is that 455. You won't actually issue that 475, which is just kind of that parameter, if that makes sense.
Issuance costs?
Yeah, so another thing that I forgot to mention, so all in that savings number is all that already takes into account all the costs to issue the bond. So there is an underwriter's discount, which we will charge to kind of structure and sell the bonds. Mm-hmm. So you can, if you see in that sources and uses, a total underwriter's discount, just over 5,000. And then there's a fee for bond council as well, which is 1,000. But that's already taken into account. So another way to explain it, if there was no fees to refinance bonds, you would save, you know, an additional 6,000 on top of what you're already saving.
Okay.
So if that makes sense.
So we will be net saving, not adding debt.
Yeah, exactly.
We will not be adding debt. Okay.
And the maturity date stays the same.
Yes. Yeah. No, we don't extend any principal or anything like that. Everything will stay the same.
Okay.
Yep. So you do have the option to move payment dates around if that's a pain point for you. But typically, you know, we'll just stick, if it's working with the county, we'll just stick with all the same details and payment dates, things like that.
We're not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah. Yep. If it's working, we won't fix it. So.
Okay.
Okay. Other questions or?
Pretty good and dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Okay. Thank you, Austin, for the explanation, and we look forward to saving. $14,000.
Yeah, $14,700 right now.
Yeah, we look forward to that. Okay. So the item number B, Austin. Let's see. Is requesting approval of resolution 21C-026, authorizing the call and early redemption of the county's outstanding highway allocation fund pledge bond series 2016. Issued on date June 30th, 2016, in the principal amount of $445,000.
I'll make a motion for 21C-026 to early redemption. That's my motion.
I'll second that. So, Scott, Janet, any other questions for Austin or thoughts from our commissioners on that refunding? Okay, so we take a roll.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
You bet.
Okay, and the second part of that, item C, and you already covered this as well, Austin, right, the refunding process.
Yep.
All right, item C, resolution 21C-027, authorizing the reissuance by the county not to exceed 475, and we hope it's lower than that. Aggregate principal amount of highway allocation bond pledge refunding bonds series 2021 for the purpose of refunding the county's outstanding highway allocation fund pledge bonds series 2016, which was the date of original issue June 30th 2016.
So moved on 21C-027.
Okay.
I'll second.
Scott, Bob, any other questions or for Austin or amongst ourselves on that reissuance plan?
Thanks, Austin.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. We really look forward to working with the county, and nice to meet everyone. Yeah,
thanks, Austin.
I'll just drop these.
Okay.
You have some documents that apply for signatures, so I can just leave them with you. We just need two copies back, and you can keep one for your records, and then there's a disclosure letter on that on the back end, too. So feel free to just give me a call or reach out with questions.
Okay,
so.
You bet.
All right.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your cranking the numbers for us.
Yeah,
and
of
saving us some money. All right, and now we can do roll if there's no other questions for Austin or anybody else.
Larry?
Yes.
You approved 27. Okay. Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Have a safe drive.
We'll thank you. Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right. Item number D on the agenda today is what? Is it what?
Wat
Bedhara. Wat Bedhara. Can you come forward and give us an update on your special event?
Wat, what's up?
Fundraising event?
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Sid Duong Da. And I visit from Wat Lao. That means temple.
The temple?
Yes, the temple.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the thing. We like during COVID lockdown, the slow everybody. So we try to catch up with the payment or in the temple because it allow we did go back to old time like IDP whatever. Then the storm community allow in Sulan area. Then now they try to spread out. And we decided to buy that property to make temple for Buddhists. And we kind of like short hand a little bit. That's why we try to raise fundraise for get money, make payment. So we apply for legal license to do event, like sell, just make money to temple.
You did this last year?
Just one day.
Yeah. One day. Okay.
It's not going to get noisy out there, is it?
Not very much.
So it's a fundraising event from 1 to 10. What day of the week is that? 9,
I'll
5?
I'll be down September, on 142nd, yeah. Right by here in Roger Hamus Cliffs.
A Sunday.
Okay.
A Sunday.
Yep.
All right. You can survive.
Is everyone welcome?
Yep. Everybody welcome. Please come. Especially sticky rice or like stir
chicken.
Fry.
You got chicken up there?
Steak.
All right.
Yeah. Everybody welcome, please.
Okay.
Good food.
Yep.
Yeah. Good food.
So you did this out. You did this last year too, didn't you? Or 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Like I said, that is a special designated liquor license. For September 5th, 1 to 10 p.m. at 500 142nd Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska.
I'll make a motion to approve for them to have a liquor license from that time frame, from 1 to 10.
Okay.
Scott, keep it down, though, all right?
Larry,
I'll be there.
Any other questions for Watt about their event? It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Sounds
like
fun.
I say, please, come, enjoy the food and just, have fun. With us, just
it'll be good.
Yeah. Perfect.
We'll be there soon.
Hope you get great weather. Hopefully, we'll have wonderful weather.
Yeah.
All right. So we do a roll call on that.
Troy.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys. Good luck. We'll see you there.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Please. Yep. Thank you very much.
Yep. Have
wonderful.
A good day.
God bless you guys.
Yep. Thank
God bless you.
Do you have the form for us to sign?
Is it?
Is it here?
You have a form for us
is
to sign.
Is this it?
No.
Is that it? I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
We need to sign.
We got it.
Let me give it to them.
Thank you.
Okay, sign. Okay, local.
Come
right
here.
Hang on, Ted.
We need you to. Janet needs to sign it. Okay.
Okay, today is the 26th. 26th. 26th of July, 2021.
plastic bag in there, so I figured I'd better get it. It must get pocketed right around here. You want it?
Okay, we're gonna have you do it again, that was the copy, here's his original that he signed in, so it's here, so write Dakota, and then sign and date it.
Not expired.
It's okay.
I'll be there.
That's with long Labor Day weekend too.
Oh, okay.
I'll make sure I bring Keith down there.
Ooh.
Long Labor Day weekend, perfect.
September 5th.
Lots of good food and.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Yep, see you guys.
Good luck.
Take care.
Good luck. All right, item number E, we have it in our packet here, resolution 21C-028, to approve road equipment as surplus property, and it's a 2004 utility trailer. Any comments on this? I mean, we've got, is this the one we were waiting for the title on?
Yeah, this has been sitting around the lot for a couple, 3 years, I believe, and I don't think we have any use for it, so we probably should just sell it.
Take up space.
Okay.
How do we sell it?
We're gonna use big iron.
Oh, okay. And then they come and get it and pay you for it and?
Okay, yeah, it's pretty simple, we're gonna sell this.
Did Brent got the title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll make a motion on resolution 21C, 028, surplus equipment, the 2004 utility flatbed trailer.
I'll second.
Any questions or comments on the utility trailer? Okay, shall we take the roll call on that, please?
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
All right.
Can I want to say something real quick?
Sure.
The gentleman that was talking, his name is Sid, and I've known him for a long time, he worked beside us, but his boy was the one that got killed.
In the army? Oh, that was a dog.
John Deere.
Yeah, that was his son. Had no idea that his son was in those specials, because they couldn't tell anybody, but yeah. He's a pretty cool guy.
So his name is, okay, the son was John.
Doing enough.
Doing. I didn't even recognize that name when he came up here. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
Pretty cool.
Thank you, that is, what a sacrifice.
Yep.
What a sacrifice. Okay, number F, approve a resolution 21C-024 for the purpose of adopting the amended planning and zoning regulation changes in resolution form, section 202 definitions, section 640.F recreational vehicle parks, and section 900.2 wind energy installation. Jolene, you're on the planning and zoning, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is all the stuff that we've.
Yeah, you've already approved it, it's just kind of a formality with the resolution.
Okay, so it's the same stuff we've talked about at those three meetings, and approved that, so it's just getting it into the official, that's good. Into the official booklet or whatever it is, regulation book. I can make a motion to approve resolution 21C-24. That's gonna update our planning and zoning regulations to take into account those three areas, the consanguinity, consanguinity, recreational vehicle occupancy, and this wind energy installation guidelines.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on that process? This is more the getting it officially into the records. Any questions from anybody on that? All right, let's do a roll call on that.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. Okay, dokie. All right, miscellaneous and old business, I guess we're on to item number four. Okay, Jolene, can you come forward and give us an update on highway report? That we have somewhere.
So the guy spent 339 hours maintaining, he had 6 hours of overtime. That was in regards to the buyer coming to get the scraper. We tried to work with them, and it's been a couple months, and that Friday morning was about the only time that worked, so we had a couple guys come in and help them load it up. 62 hours on Blyford Road project, 149 hours on Fiddler Creek project. We spent 6 hours picking up garbage, 74 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 1,308.55 tons of gravel, 5 hours spraying weeds, 26 hours doing sign repairs and installation. The road concerns were on Like You Want to Drive and Frank O'Neill for grading and requests for gravel on 160th Street.
Colleen, what did we do on Fiddler Creek Road? I was by there the other day and I didn't see really anything going on.
Where they did the new overlay, they went in and they peeled up the shoulders and then put gravel back down.
I forgot about that part.
Yep.
On Blyberg out there?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe we should just go ahead and get down and get the culverts done before school starts and then maybe work our way back? So get that done. Because I know the bus driver was really worried about the culvert situation.
Okay. Yeah, we're having a hard time right now with the dust and the dry weather. And I know they've been taking the water truck down there, but it's just culverts. And then continue on with the rest of the road. Okay. I'll talk to Brett about it.
Because school's going to start, and it'd be nice to have that part done, I think, if we could.
Okay. I'll talk to him. Anything else?
Any other questions for Jolene and keep them busy out there? I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I've got a question about the bridges.
Okay.
The one out on S Avenue that's a steel arch bridge, you know. I guess it's never been an issue, right, Joan?
Then I think we're talking about two different bridges. We talking to one on the north end of the county or the one over by Emerson?
Northwest.
Northwest. Okay.
It's over on S Avenue, the very end of S.
Okay. So that's the I Adams Bridge.
They call that the Adams Bridge?
That's the Adams Bridge, yeah. So, yeah, that needs some help. But that's one of the bridges that fall in to be available for the county soft match that we got for the 265th bridge down by Homer.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to apply for that soft match again. That deadline's due in December, I think. Would like to try and apply for it to see if we can get that before we try and move on to get some bids out for it.
Yeah,
so if we can get help getting it paid for, I think that would be, because there's only just a couple bridges that are eligible for that. So
one time Fred said there were 40 critical bridges that were in critical condition, 40 of them.
There ain't even 40 bridges.
I think there's like four.
Four. Yeah,
I don't know, in the whole county.
There's only 50. There was there 48 maybe not today?
Oh,
maybe
boy. We're down to like four, maybe five fracture critical. When I started, we were at 11, so we've been trying to pluck away.
The county doesn't have no more than 50 bridges, though.
No. I think we're down to 40, and it could be lying, down to 42 bridges now.
It's something.
And just a handful of them are the fracture critical ones. So
those four, Jolene, are they in the works then?
Well, that's another issue. Two of them are on the
Hell Creek.
Yeah, right on the edge of Jackson. And I talked to an engineer the other day. The problem is once those bridges go, the landowners won't have access. One will because we built in that access road because his house burnt down and he rebuilt back there. But then the other one's on the east side of town. If that bridge decided to go, they wouldn't have anything. So we're trying to be proactive instead of reactive. And he's going to contact the railroad. We've been down this road before, and we kind of got stalled out. So he's going to do what he can to try and contact the railroad again about getting right away and doing what we can to make a road in there and then get them bridges closed.
That's a great idea, because there's three bridges in about a half a mile.
That would eliminate two fracture criticals that we have to spend extra money to get inspected every year.
Those are
great idea.
Deal with the rebels is going to be extremely difficult no matter who you are.
Are they hard to get a hold of and work with?
Yes.
We actually,
when Rick was still working, we tried to go through some contacts he had, and we could only get so far, and then they would stall us out. So we are going to try and push on that and see where we can end up. And
McNally and them would be doing this?
Yes, yep.
Do you think that they perform like they should?
McNally Wagner?
Yeah.
Yes. I think they they do a very good job. They're in very good contact. They, I also talked to him about...
It just seems to me it just takes forever to get a bridge done. Or anything that takes engineering. It just...
It does.
Years.
And
you ought to be able to get it...
Get it done a little quicker.
6 months, done.
That's why this other firm, Mark Rowe Engineering, he's doing the 265th Street Bridge. He usually can spit them out pretty fast. He's got a pretty full plate, though. I could talk to him about it, see if he's interested in looking into that, too. But basically, we're wanting to just close down them bridges and get an access road
right.
in there. So I would hate to involve Mike Rowe when he wants us to
build a bridge.
Build a bridge, right, exactly. Good point.
And I mean, they all probably do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot more money in building a bridge percentage-wise than there would be going out and buying a tract of land from some farmer that I think could be done. I never talked to the farmers. I don't know the one fellow to the west, but the guy to the east and McCarthy's. And there's already a road there that going east, but you still got to cross the track and then go on out east. But it's kind of on O'Gare's ground and on railroad ground. So it'd be better if we could just get clear away from the railroad.
And start working with the landowners?
With the landowners and buy the right-of-way.
Would you look at an easement or buying a right-of-way?
Well, you get an easement too, but I mean, if I guess it don't matter one way or the other than if it bought right-of-way, it'd be the county's. If you had an easement, they could say, well, if there's a 100-year easement, yeah, probably fine. You know, what would be... Would you see an advantage to one or the other? I mean, you're still going to take up crop land, so you're still going to want reimbursed, I would say.
Would we have to maintain an easement?
Well, I'm sure we would. Somebody's going to have to. I mean, we are right now. Let's put it that way.
We've
got two bridges.
That easement for the railroad tracks for the west
going,
end of town, so
west,
we
yeah.
take care of that.
Mm-hmm. But I'd look for that creek bank to just, as time goes on, be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the road be gone. See, if we get some high water here, a lot of rain in this winter and spring, we could see that road getting dangerous.
So would there be a benefit to building on the back side of these properties instead of between the property and the creek to try and get railroad from the back side?
Off of South Bluff?
I'd go to the south side of the railroad track, at least on the west one, the west house. I don't know. Maybe they won't want to sell it, period. Maybe you'd have to sue them to get it. But I guess... If it was me, I'd sell some right-of-way so I didn't have to deal with that bridge. Because they, in order for them to get propane or any kind of fuel back there, they ain't going to get it there. Ready mix, for example, if that creek bank would slide away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be to their benefit. You think they'd give you, you know, it'd only have to be a 40-foot right-of-way where they could build enough of a road.
To get back in there.
Get back there, along there, along that field.
Be a heck of a lot easier, heck of a lot cheaper to maintain than.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
It's just one person lives there, so it ain't like, you know, you get many traffic much.
I think there's actually about three houses, because I rode my bike over there.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the guy to the west.
Oh, but wouldn't you want just one road that went to all of them?
Well, yeah, there's a pretty good sized space in there that you'd have to build a road for.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wouldn't, I thought about that too. I mean, if you take that guy and send him out to the east rather than going Bluff Road, you know, you could, distance wise, it's about the same. It's just a matter of whether you get right away from people.
Do you think somebody look at
it? Village of Jackson, if we would put a road back behind there, be involved in economic development?
I think it might be worth going to the, I'm going to be going to the city council meeting for some other reason. Next week, I could just ask them what their thoughts are. I mean, if we're ready start talking about that.
Building their town out.
Yeah.
See, really, those bridges probably belong to Jackson, technically. They're in the city of Lewis.
I'll ask
but
at the meeting.
So that we have to take care of them.
I'll ask.
Ours. They can't, kind of like that bridge in Homer on Main Street, that's our bridge also. Because you have to have so much population in the town for them to be able to
consider it
to be able to take care of the upkeep, and if they can't do it, then that falls on the
highway
county.
Allocation.
Mm.
Bridge, so.
It is really strange. There's three bridges in a span of about a half a mile, and two of them are just really kind of...
In Homer?
No, in Jackson.
In Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It seems strange.
But that's only, there's a couple bridges in town there.
Just that first one off the highway right there by the...
Oh,
that thing, yeah.
Yeah, railroad tracks.
That's been repaired.
It's patchwork. That one out there, Jackson Bluff Road right there, going that newer bridge, that needs... I mean, the deck's going to pieces on it, too.
So all our bridges are going to be inspected in August, September, so...
You said all?
All of them.
So for the four critical ones, those two in Jackson are two of them?
Correct.
Okay.
The best thing could ever happen, they're going to be eliminated. They're going to wind up at the bottom of the creek someday. Mm-hmm. Some logs will come down and jam up and collapse the thing and...
We would, like I said, rather be proactive than reactive.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
One of the other fracture critical ones is the one out to the Wachter place. It's just right outside of Hubbard. I was told, I can't say for sure, but they have property that butts up to the dam, that the NRD told them if something would ever happen, that they could have access out that back way. So that's something to maybe kind of look into and see if those are rumors or if that's something.
It's that one bridge that goes to that house.
To that one house,
and it's about the same size as these two in Jackson, just a little...
Yeah.
Wooden truss.
Was he got land on both sides of that creek? Or just on the house?
He was selling some of it because he was going to move. So I'm not sure what he all owns now. I know he sold some of his property. Mm-hmm. Not quite sure what he all has now.
It really don't serve much of a purpose other than him.
Oh, he really enjoys it. He puts Christmas lights on it. He's got lawn chairs down there. It's
very quaint.
Kind of a nice little setup for
very
him.
Quaint.
But yeah, so if something would happen.
So if those two in Jackson are critical, that one Walker's critical. What's the other one?
I'm not sure if it's the I. Adams one or not. I don't know off the top of my head. The one on S Avenue.
Yeah,
that
one there on S Avenue. That's got that load limit. I think it's got like a 30-ton load limit, but that's with two tractor-trailer combinations. See, for a grain trailer, I think you're cut down to 60,000 by the tonnage, by just a grain trailer and a tractor.
I'm surprised the tonnage is that much on it, actually. Well, it's a pretty old structure.
But then you get down to a single axle truck, it ain't much.
Right.
It's not much.
So they're doing all the inspections then later, early fall.
Correct.
So in the meantime, if we can kind of figure out some options, that would probably be good, what we could do rather than rebuild.
And who does the inspections? Is that the state?
Did Manelli Wagner get it this year?
Yeah.
I think we put it up for bid in January. Manelli Wagner got it.
Okay.
So we have four critical. What's the next level down? How many are in that group?
Well, there's some scour critical that has to do with the washing of the creek line and how it affects the bridge. And that changes depending on how stuff goes. I'm going to say there's probably four or five of those.
Okay.
Do we have a... You know that one up on Willis there for the little school?
Right, uh-huh.
That they're supposed to be in there. I thought they were going to be done with it in June.
I thought so, too.
Do we have a contract with them?
I looked it up. We just agreed on a bid amount. We didn't agree on an end date. So I contacted the gentleman with Mike Rowe, who was helped with that contract, and he said it would probably be late August, early September before they get in there. So they kept telling us 2 weeks, two weeks, and now they just said about 2 months. So, I guess that's something we have to pay attention to, them end dates on there.
Is there normally end dates included?
Usually there is.
But since this is kind of a repair thing, and I suppose it's maybe not high priority for them because it's not a highly traveled road, so I guess I'm not sure what's going on there.
Okay.
I did call JEO about the Kenny Bertrand Bridge, and I haven't received a response back to see how they're doing out there.
Haven't been done this long.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess we'll know more after that.
I got one other concern real quick, just a question. A few years back, the bridge, C Avenue, that goes over the interstate, now they shut that down and redid all that. I'm assuming the state did that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what's crazy about that is we spent like $70,000 for new guardrails probably 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
Roughly, give or take. And they tore everything out and put all new in. But there was no expense to us on that, correct?
We never, just recently?
It just reopened up.
Yeah, they just did stuff on it. Yeah, we didn't, they didn't send us, contact us, nothing, so.
All right, I just want to make sure.
Now that you say that, I vaguely remember.
Yeah, it's been closed for a month or better.
Ronnie Gill, that was 6 years ago.
Yeah, it probably was, 5, 6, yeah, it was, we put new guardrails up, because it used to be just the wooden poles, and it had the cable in it. And then we went and spent, I think the county spent like $70,000 and put new guardrail up, and then they just redid it again.
So I wonder.
I maybe the approaches, if you notice, Larry, you go there, they're longer.
Yeah, well, that, and they widen them out.
Yeah, on the ends.
But yeah, they haven't sent us a bill or contacted us on it or anything.
I was just baffled by it.
Well, it's done now, we don't have to worry about paying anybody.
Don't ask too many questions, you might get a bill. Thanks for all your information, Jolene, appreciate it. Thanks for digging into that. Keep us updated on that bridge stuff. All right, item B in miscellaneous and old business, board to appoint a member to the Planning and Zoning Board for the term that's expiring February 2022 for the geographical location of the Village of Hubbard. I think we have an application in our packet from Ronald Collins. Ronald Collins from Hubbard, 401 Elm Street, is interested in this planning and zoning. His application is in the packet. I don't know him personally, but if someone applies and they're interested, I'm glad to see it.
Let him have it.
Any other thoughts regarding this this appointment?
Does he replace Gene Grove?
Yes.
Gene, yeah. I don't think they've moved yet, but I think that's who we're looking at.
Okay. Do I need to make a motion for
Ronald Collins.
Collins.
Mm-hmm.
To replace for the term of the term that's expiring February 22 for the location of the Village of Hubbard that he'll replace. Is it a 2-year period? 3-year period?
It's just filling the term.
Okay, filling the term for her.
Yeah,
okay,
February 22.
Okay.
Is she leaving now or?
She's resigned.
She has resigned. Okay, even though she's still living there. Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay.
All right.
I'm wanted now.
Any other questions regarding the planning and zoning group or Ron? All right. Let's take a roll on that one.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Thanks to Ron for jumping in on that. And we got through all the hard stuff so far. Yeah, the wind and that. You never know. There's always something around the corner, isn't there?
Always.
Okay. And item C, I don't think we're going to be able to take a quarterly visit to the jail this year.
We have to.
We do?
Huh?
Okay. Okay. Okay, so we'll come back to that. Any commissioner committee reports?
I got a couple here real quick. The health board,
mm-hmm.
The four members that we appointed at our last meeting, we had a meeting last week, and got all the new positions for the president and the vice president, the chair, vice chair, whatever you want to say. And we did form a committee of four of us to do the interviews. And I think that'll probably be happening hopefully next week, if not sooner. I know there's been a lot of emails going around of when we can meet to look everything over. So that's in progress. And then today, the safety committee, we met, and everything was pretty kosher, except one thing that is a safety issue is obviously the concrete to the east of the building down here, the parking area with the curb and et cetera. And I know several years back they did the back, and for the life of me, I cannot remember why we didn't do that one side. It doesn't matter. It's neither here or there. But anyways, it needs to be redone, and I hear that Kevin Hansen has an estimate of $25,000 for concrete work out there, which I don't understand where the $25,000, where it's coming or going or what the point of it is. But if you're going to do it, you got to start at one end and go to the other and figure out the curb situation. And personally, I think with all the turning and the short turning, if you put blacktop out there, asphalt, I don't know if they're ever gonna hold up. I, you know, it probably wouldn't hurt to probably get estimates of both sides
and then make a decision on what needs to be done, but we should probably get on that ASAP.
Bob and I are going to meet with Kevin this week and see what his thoughts were on that and kind of go from there.
And somebody said he had one quote or something, one estimate.
What? I think he did before, right, Jones? And that didn't get done for whatever reason, I don't know what. So we're back to square one on getting another quote. But I agree with you. I mean, I don't know what we're looking at. I don't know anything about the blacktop versus, I'm sure concrete is way more.
Are you talking about doing just the parking or the street and parking?
No, just what the county owns is just the parking. That's what the county's responsibility.
Oh.
The county owns that. We went back, to the street. We looked at that a long time ago if that was a city thing, Dakota City thing, but no, it's not. The county, just where we park at to the street is...
On this side of the street or both sides?
Just this side.
Right on the post office side out here.
Mm. On this side over here?
On the court, yeah.
Yeah.
East side.
Well, yeah, they ought to be able to overlay that with a couple inches of asphalt for easy 25,000.
Yeah, how long would that?
Do like... Down there at Tompkins area, you're 1,300 foot for 30-something thousand. This ain't near that, 400 maybe.
Yeah, but see, there's a lot of curb repair.
Well, now it's a different story.
It
depends what he had to do.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on underneath, what's going on now that's already had a layment on top of that already, so... I don't know. You guys are on it, but I'm just saying it came up in the safety meeting. Somebody twisted their ankle out there during the winter last year, and nothing's been done about it yet. So, and you can tell by looking at it, it's in poor condition. So,
if you went in there and did curb and gutter and concrete, it's probably going to be 100.
Yeah.
I'd say it maybe more.
Is what?
Probably 100,000.
Really?
Wow. So 25 sounds good, huh?
But I mean, who knows? Well, I don't know what he had in mind, but like
I don't either.
Curb needs to be replaced. There's broken pieces of the curb out there.
Mm-hmm. We'll find out.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to.
Good point.
That was a discussion that we had today at the safety meeting. So I just. Mm-hmm. There you are.
All right. I'm glad to hear they're going to be starting some interviews with the candidates. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Forward, making some progress.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good.
It's going to go. It's something that we need to discuss, and it'll come to you people that we got to figure out. A wage scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the board's going to meet, the health board's going to meet and talk about that,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll bring it to this board here,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully get the approval and discuss it. But
good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's going to be some steps, but we're getting there.
Yeah. It's always a process, isn't it?
Yeah.
You open one can of worms.
The government will moves very slow.
All right. I was at a NCR or Nebraska Resource Conservation and Development Council thing, and they are having a river float on the Logan Creek from Pender down to Bancroft, if anybody has a canoe and wants to try that.
Really?
So,
that sounds like fun.
There. Yep. Promoting tourism in the northeast Nebraska.
Yeah, really, there won't be no water in it.
That's probably true. And we continue to work on negotiations and budgets, so that's an ongoing.
How's that working out, negotiations?
We met with them, met with the groups this week, so
we have offers out there.
Got some stuff going, so we'll see how it shakes out.
Okay.
Well, on the contract between the county and the road department.
We're doing them all.
Right. All three.
They're all three in process.
Sales,
yeah.
And
yeah. Yeah. Anybody else have any committee reports? Okay. Let's see. So I guess mail or emergency business is the next item. Do we have any of that, Joan, that we've seen? Nope. And we don't technically adjourn. We walk over the jail, right? Walk over the jail. Okay. So we will adjourn or leave this part of the meeting and go over to the jail and continue with